Christmas Foretold. It's our Christmas season series this season. And in this series, we're talking about how God thought about sending Christ. He thought it through. It wasn't haphazard. It wasn't an accident. God sending Jesus was not plan B. It was plan A. It was planned for. It was God's plan. Now, as Christians, through this angle, we have a challenge. Because we have been called to become imitators of God. Correct? Scriptural? Yes? Ephesians 5. Therefore, imitate God. Be imitators of God. So, God thought things through. He planned and made it happen. He had a specific sequence in his plan. He orchestrated this creative plan, and his plan was detailed out. God thought about his plan to send Jesus to earth. He thought it through with intent, with meaning, and with purpose. So we should be imitators of God. Imitators of God. So if you're a get it done type of person, you know those type of people? Get it done. Get her done, right? If you're that type of person, then what you do is you make a plan and you make it happen. And that involves thinking. If you're an obsessive compulsive organization freak, then you organize a sequence to a plan in order to make your plan. And that involves thinking. If you're a creative, out-of-the-box type of thinker, you like to plan things that are new and exciting and maybe a different way of looking at things. And that involves what? Thinking. If you're an efficiency type of person, then you like to fine-tune the details and adjust things slightly so that your plan works most efficiently, so that it works the best it can, so you can get the most out of your plan. And that involves thinking. So no matter what your personality is or what box you fit in or which one of those connected with you and you said, ah, that's me. Every bit of it, if you're going to form a plan, it involves thinking. Christmas Foretold was a plan. Christmas was a plan. It involved thinking. Way back in the first book of the Old Testament, Christmas Foretold, we're talking about how the Old Testament talked about Jesus coming. Way back in the very first book of the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, God went to a man named Abram, and a lot of you know that his name was changed to Abraham, his father Abraham. Okay, yeah. Did I hear it? Had many sons. There you go. Okay, that's we're going to be talking about that. He went to Abram, and he said these words to him in chapter 12 of Genesis. He said, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse. All peoples on earth will be what? Blessed through you. All people will be blessed through Abram. Now, some of you love my amazing artwork. So we're going to get down to it today with some more artwork here. I have a great representation of God. You can tell because of the beard. And so what happens is God wanted to bless through Abraham. He's smaller because, you know, he's not God. And he looks a lot like God because biblically we're made in the image of God, right? Okay. And this is, okay, this is not that Abraham. Okay. Okay, it's not Mr. Lincoln, although the beards match. Okay. And what he wanted to do is he wanted to make a great nation out of him, which, you know, I'm really bad at the old Israel, but kind of imagine that. Mediterranean over here with me. Okay. We'll see a Galilee and
Jordan River, and then the Dead Sea, somewhere around there. Okay? So we got Great Nation. G-N. Great Nation. And the goal was to do what through that Great Nation? Yes. Bless who? Everyone. Bless all people. Bless all. That was God's plan. God, Abraham, Great Nation, bless all people. I like how in verse 4, verse 1, God says, go. Verse 4, it says, so Abraham left. He's a man of faith. He's a faithful man. So Abraham left, and he traveled a good ways from Haran to the land of Canaan, and God appeared to Abram, and he said to him, and we see this in verse 7 of chapter 12, to your offspring, and the word here, we're going to focus in on this a little bit, and the Hebrew is zerah. That means seed. To your seed, to your offspring, I will give this land. This great land where Abraham had traveled to, this is where I'm going to make you into a great nation where you're going to do what? Bless all people. You'll be a blessing to all people, to all nations. And he reiterates this in all throughout this section in Genesis. But you skip on forward to chapter 18. In verse 18, God says again, Abraham will surely become a great nation, great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. God then gave Abraham a son, Isaac. And then God did a very strange thing. Because this great nation that was supposed to come from his offspring, from his seed, he has one son. And God asks him to sacrifice his son, to kill his son for him. This blessing that was going to come through this nation, he needed an offspring for the nation to be made. And here God is saying, I want you to kill him. But Abraham, being a man of obedience, a man of faith, a man who trusted God, he took his son up to the mountain and went to sacrifice him. And when God saw that he was serious about it, he said, whoa, 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 whoa. Now I know you trust me. Now I know you're serious about your faith. Now I know that you are a man I can use. Now I know that you're a man that I can bless. Don't kill your son. Here's a substitute sacrifice. Pull your son off the altar. Kill this sacrifice instead. And Abraham worshiped God. After this event, God reassures Abraham again of this promise. In Genesis 22, he says, I will surely bless you and make your descendants, that's that word again, zerah, seed, as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants, zerah, seed, will take possession of the cities of their enemies. And through your offspring, different English translation, same Hebrew word, zerah, through your seed, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Now in the New Testament, all the way over, Paul makes an observation about this word zerah that we've looked at numerous times through these verses. This word that means offspring or descendant or your sons, your daughters. And he makes an observation about the tense of this word that's being used. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, which is really easy to remember that because we know about John 3:16. So when you're thinking about today's message, you'll be able to go to Galatians 3:16. You can turn there if you'd like. Galatians is in your New Testament, past all the Gospels, past Acts and Romans and 1st, 2nd Corinthians, and then just slow down. It's right there. You hit Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, you've gone too far. Slow down. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, he says, the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ. Let's take notes on this verse. Go on and flip your bulletins over. If you take notes. If you don't take notes, then maybe today's a good time to start. And what we're going to do is we're just going to take notes on this verse right here. It's just word for word the verse from Galatians 3:16. And it's the blessing through the seed. Blessing through the seed, Galatians 3:16. And we're just going to fill in some blanks there. It's that the scripture does not say, and to what? Seeds, plural, meaning many people, but and to your. See, you got to say it like a Southern Baptist to make sure that there's not a plural. Seed, like God, duh, and Jesus. So why do they do it down south? All right, you guys might not be used to that. You might get a little freaked out here if I start going Southern on you. So he says that not to your, or not to the seeds, meaning many people, and to your seed, meaning how many people? One person, and that is Christ. That's scripture that you've taken notes on. Now, let me re-illustrate this. We got enough room. All right, re-illustrating. God, right? Abraham, made in the image of God. His beard grew longer. Okay, I crack myself up. It's fun. Now we get a better picture of where this blessing is coming from. It's not just to the, it's not the, the seeds of the great nation, it's seed, duh. One person, that's Christ. So God, through Abraham, was going to bring Christ, and Christ was going to do what? Bless all, born as a blessing. Come to this Christmas season, and this is, and now some of you might say, well, God was changing his plan. No, not at all. God was clarifying his plan to mankind. He can't give you all of his plan at one time because we're not good enough to take it all at one time. So he's clarifying his plan. This was his plan all along. Because right about here, my illustration, I'll make a big star there, is Jerusalem. So God led Abraham from Haran to the land of Canaan, which happened to be Israel, and said, this is the land where I'm going to make you a great nation, and your seed will bless all people. Bethlehem was right there, where Abraham walked to, in that area. So it's a clarification, not a change of plan. God planned it. He thought this through, that Jesus would be a blessing. So I want to ask you a question. How has Jesus blessed you? How has he? How has he blessed you? Salvation. Boom, number one. We got salvation. What else? Peace. Where'd they come from? Joy. Okay, this is all one person. Is there only one person in the crowd this morning that's been blessed by Jesus? Come on now. Hope. Grace. Mercy. Got you home safely when your truck was breaking out. You man, you got to know the small things. Is that rule 32? Celebrate the small things. What else? Job. Someone's got a job and you're blessed because you have a job. How else has Jesus blessed you? Sunday school class. Great blessing. Provide all. Well, thank you. Yes. I appreciate that. I hope so, because that means I'm practicing what I preach this morning. Shelter. Family. What? What? This side. Kids. Yes. Technically, they are a blessing, though. You're absolutely right. What else we got? I heard something over here. I had four things. Family. Family. Our church family. So biological family. Church family. We have been blessed. What? We get, keep coming. What? Patience. Bless us with patience. We have been blessed by Jesus, haven't we? This prophecy came true. Did it not? Let's write down some of the major ones. Some of these have been brought up. And the first one mentioned, salvation. I'm going to write that down. How have I been blessed by Jesus? Salvation. I've been given salvation. I've been given the chance to give my life to God. And the result is to be part of his kingdom. Not only his kingdom here on earth, but his kingdom forever, eternal, to go and live with him, salvation. No matter how dirty or nasty or disgusting I am, I've been given the gift of salvation if I accept it. That's amazing. Those of us who have accepted it, we're blessed because of salvation. We're blessed by the sacrifice. I mean, that's how that salvation came by, was the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. The sacrifice of coming to earth, being Emmanuel, God with us. Can you imagine leaving heaven and coming here? Born in a manger, in a stable, in a cold, dark night, to a poor young couple, and having to put up with all our junk. We talked last week about he came to his creation, they rejected him. It's a sacrifice, and the ultimate sacrifice on the cross. How else have we been blessed? And this one actually didn't come up. We've been blessed by the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, we're not Pentecostal here, so we don't think about that, and that's unfortunate. Because the gift of the Holy Spirit is a major blessing. God comes and lives inside of you. That's exciting. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's a blessing. If you've accepted Christ into your life, you've been baptized into him, you've received forgiveness of your sins, that's salvation, that's accepting the sacrifice, and you've accepted the gift of the Holy Spirit. God living in you. You are his temple when you contain the Holy Spirit. It's exciting. It's a great gift. What else? We are blessed by Jesus because he shared the kingdom with us. He came down as a son, the heir of the kingdom. And he says, I'm willing to share all that I inherit with you. I'm sharing the kingdom with you, the kingdom of heaven that is here on earth now among his people. He shared the kingdom with us. He taught us what it was like through multiple parables. And he told us, here's how you get there. I'll show you the way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We've been blessed. This prophecy came true. Just verses before Galatians 3:16, Paul talks about how God planned this blessing. And if you're going to make a plan, you have to do what first? You have to think. Paul shares, here's how God thought it through. Let me read this for you, and I want to share with you. There are multiple Old Testament passages in just these few verses that I'm going to read for you. And you might have footnotes in your Bible. I've included them up on the screen so you can see them as we pop through them. Verse 8, he says, Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. He foresaw that God would justify us, the Gentiles, by faith. And he shared the gospel message in advance with who? Who? Abraham, who lived 2,000 years before Christ. As far as we are away from Christ in the future, Abraham was that far away from him in the past. 2,000 years ago, he shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with Abraham by saying, all nations will be blessed through you. Stated multiple places in Genesis. We've looked at a few of them today. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. The man who left Haran and went to the land of Canaan. And when God said go, he left. Simple. I love that. The man who was willing to sacrifice his one and only son, who he had when he was just 100 years old, with not much hope of having another. But that man of faith, that's who we follow. If we can follow in his footsteps, then we too believe because of our faith. All who rely on observing the law are under a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law, that's Deuteronomy. Clearly, no one is justified before God by the law because the righteous will live by faith, that's Habakkuk, that's way different places in the Old Testament. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, the man who does these things will live by them. That's Leviticus. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. That's a prophecy of the cross found in Deuteronomy. He had a plan and he thought it through, and it's throughout the whole Old Testament. Just in this little passage in Galatians, We see all these places sprinkled throughout the Old Testament where God had a plan. He was working his plan, and his plan was thought out. It was well thought out. It was thought through. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to us, to the Gentiles, through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. So clearly, God planned on blessing all people through Christ, the seed of Abraham. Now follow me on this. Listen real close. God planned it. He thought about it. He organized it. He created it. He detailed it. He made it happen. Blessing all people through Christ isn't something that was God's thinking 2,000 years ago. It was God's thinking 2,000 years before that 2,000 years ago. And even further beyond that, but just this morning, just looking at the promise given to Abraham, it was in God's thinking, it was in God's thoughts 2,000 years before the manger. It was God's plan all the way back to Abraham. And it was consistently his plan throughout the Old Testament as God was working out his plan. God thought about it. He planned the blessing through Christ. And here's where it gets interesting. How can I be a blessing to others? How can I be a blessing to others? Well, if we're going to follow God's example, if we're going to be imitators of God, then we have to think. I have to plan to be a blessing. Some of you are thinking, wow, I never thought about that. That's why God laid it on my heart, because a lot of us haven't thought about that. You have to plan to be a blessing, and that's simply following in God's footsteps. That's what God did. God, the being who is synonymous with love, you'd think of all the things that ever existed, God would be the one thing that he would be able to bless without planning. It would just happen because he is love. But we see God had a plan to bless, and he executed that plan. He made that plan happen. He detailed that plan. He created that plan. He orchestrated that plan. It was a plan to bless. Why do we think that it's just going to happen around us? Well, if I'm just loving enough, then blessings are just going to flow out of me. No, we have to think about it, and we have to plan it. If you want to be a blessing to others, then you need to plan your blessings. And here's the great thing about it. We don't have to think about what we can do to bless people. That list is already there. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your bulletins, and I've got a copy of my bulletin up here that I did because I knew what I was going to be preaching about, so I could fill that out ahead of time. Some of you guys try to do this, and you're wrong. What I want you to do is I want you to draw a big circle around these bullets under point number two, just like this. Ta-da. Draw a big circle encompassing all of those points underneath how Jesus has been a blessing to you. And I want you to draw an arrow from number three, how can I be a blessing to others, up to that circle. Because we're to follow in his footsteps. We're to use him as our example, and that's how we are to bless other people. Some of you are thinking, I can't give salvation. I can't do that. That only comes through Christ. No, you can't give salvation. You can't die for someone's sins. But you can follow the principles associated with that action. Mercy. You can plan to be merciful this Christmas season and bless someone with your mercy. Grace came from the cross. You can plan to be graceful. There are some people in your life that you don't want to see this Christmas season. You don't want to be graceful to them. But if you think and you plan grace, you can bless them. And that's what we're called to be, as a blessing. Because we've been blessed. And so God blesses through us. Maybe it's forgiveness. You can't die for someone on the cross, but you can offer forgiveness. And there's some of you that are holding on to unforgiveness right now, and it's going to ruin your Christmas season. It's ruined your past few years. And you need to let that go. You need to free them of that debt. You need to say, I forgive them. I let them go. And that's not going to happen haphazardly. That's not going to happen as an accident. You're not just all of a sudden going to be, whoa, I just forgave someone. You have to think about it. You have to plan the blessing. Are you with me? You got to think about it. You have to plan the blessing. Say that. I have to think about it. I have to plan the because it's what God did. Jesus' sacrifice. I can't make a sacrifice like Jesus, but I can take that, I can look at the principles, and I can follow the principles of that sacrifice. Sacrificial giving. I can bless someone by giving to them, and not just financially. I can give to someone my time, and that blesses them. I can give to someone my emotions, and that blesses them. I can give to someone my advice, and that can bless them. And yes, you can give financially and bless. We've got the angel trees out here with the little booties where you can buy toys and gifts for children that are unfortunate that this Christmas that aren't going to receive those things. You can give, and you can give sacrificially, and that's in the light, or actually rather in the shadow of the cross as you stand there amidst his sacrifice. You can have a serving attitude. Christ said, I came, even the Son of Man came to serve, not to be served. That's the attitude we should have. Too many of us have this attitude of entitlement. We're missing out on the attitude of humility. You can't bless with an attitude of entitlement. You need to think and plan to serve. Think and plan to be humble, and you're planning your blessings. I can't give the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's crazy. Holy Spirit's awesome. But I can follow the things that the Holy Spirit does. We know that the Holy Spirit is an encourager. I can encourage. I can encourage someone. I can be a blessing, but I'm not going to do it unless I think and plan it, especially if it's outside of your norm. If you're not an encouraging person, you're not going to do it naturally. Think, plan your blessing, make it happen. The Holy Spirit's a teacher. We're called to teach. Share your wisdom, share your knowledge with someone else. Plan your blessing. Think and plan your blessing. The Holy Spirit's a helper. Maybe you say, well, I can't teach, or I'm not really a great guide. You can help at least, can't you? You can jump in there when someone's carrying two boxes and you can take one of them for them. Yes? You can see someone at the store that needs some help, or they're trying to pick up something that's too heavy. You can help them out. You can see someone that's in need and you can jump in there and say, hey, you need a helping hand. You need a friend. We can help. That's in the spirit of the Holy Spirit. That's what he does for us. We receive the blessing of the Holy Spirit. We know how to help. We can help. But you have to think and plan the blessing of helping other people. That's how it happens. And sharing the kingdom. Sharing the kingdom. I couldn't think of a better thing to do at this time of the year. I couldn't think of a better thing to do any time of the year. I mean, that was priority one for God. I want to share my kingdom with mankind. And boy, we either get really selfish or really stupid because we keep it to ourselves. Christ shared it. He wants us to share it. You're not going to share it unless you think and plan to bless. And this is the way things are set up. You can be a blessing. One more illustration. You ready? All right. Got God still in the forefront here. Things change here. You with me? That's the window, and that's all you guys sitting there smiling. All right. Oops. And his plan never changed. It became more clear. God, his end product was to bless all people. He was going to do it through a person, which was Abraham. But now the person is us. It's the church. It's you and me. God plans to bless through you and me by taking Christ through us. Just like he brought Christ through Abraham to bless all, he brought Christ through us to bless all. It's not a change in plan. It's a clarification of the plan. We have been included in the plan, and we weren't included in the plan just because of Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. We were included in the plan when the inception of the plan happened before the creation of the world. See, God wants to take the blessed and bless others. Sounds like a good Joel Osteen sermon, doesn't it? doesn't it? God wants to bless you, and he takes the blessed and he blesses you and me, and he asks you and me to be a blessing to other people. See, you and me, we're to be a blessing. Let me tell you a story about you. See, there was a person that hit their head once, and they got amnesia, and someone had to tell them who they were, and they said, "This is you." See, that's what I'm talking about. This is you. This is you and me. And we were called to be a blessing. The blessed to bless. See, I was born. My mama gave birth to me. And I had a birth certificate that's got my name on it. And see, that's me. See, I'm talking about you and I'm talking about me. And we are the blessed. And the blessed is to give the blessing. I can't knock him. I mean, that's good stuff. That's exactly what it is, church. God chooses to use the blessed to bless other people. It is God's pattern to bless people through his people. And it's your choice. Are you going to follow God's example and think and plan the blessing you're going to be this season? It's up to you to be used. Abraham was a man of faith, a man of obedience. That's how he brought the blessing.